The Orange County Board of Education recently reviewed the district staff's preferred budget for the upcoming school year, signing off on a $1.96 million continuation budget request and a $1.93 million expansion request from the county government. Orange County School's $48.7 million total budget will be presented to the county commissioners for review at a joint meeting between the school districts and county leaders on Thursday, the 30th of April. Due to declining enrollment trends, the OCS district is projected to see a $1.6 million reduction in state allotments, which will likely impact classroom teacher positions, transportation rules, and exceptional children programs. Anticipating budget cuts at the state and local levels, Chief Finance Officer Rhonda Rath said the district had substantially lower instructional spending this quarter compared to the last. At the 20th of April Board of Education meeting, she noted how the current budget also allots for staff raises that have not yet materialized. "We're also taking a look at all of our expenditures, and anywhere that there are duplicates or areas that we can tighten the belt, we've been tightening the belt," Rath said. Rath said the district is fortunate to have a $5.5 million fund balance to potentially cover needed increases, but that amount would not sustain Orange County schools in an emergency situation. "We want to make sure we're in a good place where we don't have to do quick cuts ahead of whatever the budget is going to be," Superintendent Danielle Jones added during the meeting. "And so being conservative all along, and I think we've communicated that for the last maybe even 2 years, I hate to say it, but just because we know what's coming down the line. And so it's important to be able to protect our number one resource in our schools, which is our teachers and staff." The district's proposed $1.9 million continuation budget for the next fiscal year includes a 4% salary increase for staff. The expansion budget requests include increasing supplements for certified teachers and the lowest paid classified staff, and an hourly pay increase for bus drivers to match that of Chapel Hill Cabra City Schools. OCS board member Bonnie Hauser shared how it is important for the Board of County Commissioners to approve the requested budgets, because, she argued, staff need a local increase, not just a state budget raise. "We are surrounded by four of the top five paying districts in the state," Hauser said. "We have got to be competitive with that. We also live in a very expensive part of the state, which is why we need to increase our staff supplement. The state raises are not going to bring our staff to a living wage." Hauser encouraged the community to share their support at the county's budget work sessions and public hearings on the 12th of May and the 28th of May. Several board members also highlighted the importance of showing up to the 1st of May North Carolina Association of Educators Rally and Rally. The event is expected to draw thousands of North Carolina educators in a large-scale push for more state funding for public schools. "The fact is that we are a state without a budget," Board Vice Chair Wendy Padillo said. "The fact is that our public schools are at stake. The fact is our educators are not paid enough. It is our responsibility to support them as entire communities. My job as a school board member is to advocate for everyone. I plan to go down to West Jones Street on the 1st of May. We are stronger working together for a future that depends on all of us."